I have with me in the studio today Mr. Doug Osborne. He is here to talk to us about Health Summit Planning Day. Good morning,
yes,
Doug.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having me, Peter.
Thank you so much for coming in. It's great to have you here. So, Doug, you're the facilitator for this event that takes place tomorrow. I'd like to know a little bit of details. Tell me what exactly you have planned. When does all of this Health Summit planning start?
It starts at 8:30 in the morning tomorrow. We're going to be at Sweetland Hall on the beautiful Sick of Fine Arts Camp campus, on the SJ campus there. So it starts at 8:30. We get a big group of people together, and basically we spend a day trying to come up with two goals for Sitka for the next year, and then the afternoon, how to get those goals rolling out in a good way.
So you say goals. What kind of goals are we talking about?
Well, they it's a health summit, so they'll somehow tie into health and wellness, but that's a pretty broad thing. We've had some pretty interesting goals. One year we had a goal to increase composting to help feed the local foods movement. Other times we had last year downtown revitalization, planting fruit trees, being bicycle friendly, the farmers market. So lots of different ideas for how to do health and wellness. And it's always interesting to see what the group comes up with and what they vote on. The one year we had the Choose Respect mural, I thought that was really interesting, but really safety and injury prevention and being safe at home, those all tie into health and wellness. So it's really a broad chance for people to brainstorm, and basically how can we make Sitka a healthier, better place to live.
So you mentioned this group. Who's going to be at this thing? What kind of group?
Well, right now we have a steering committee that has six of us. It's two people from Search, me and Claire Gray, and then it's the public health nurses, Penny Lehman and Ellen Daly, and then from the community hospital, Patrick Williams and Elizabeth Crane. So there's six of us who have sort of set this up. And then we have, in addition to that, about 62 people. So we have spots for maybe two more, maybe three. We want to push it. So there's a few more spots. If you want to come, call this morning at 966-8734. But it's really a diverse group. This year, it's interesting. There's a lot of people from education. There's definitely some people that are retired. There's some people in healthcare. There's some people in business. So it's sort of a mix of people. And that's the goal, is to get a lot of different points of view. And I think we've achieved that this year.
Do you have a lot of repeat customers who come to help plan for Sitka, or do you get new people all the time?
We get new people pretty regularly. Looking at the list, I'd say 60% of it is new people. So we have about 40% who've been there before, and that's really a nice mix. So we're excited. We got a nice crew from STA we're excited about, and the different representatives from different organizations, but a lot of people that are just interested, community-minded, and want to come and check it out. It's really a pretty fun day, and it's also kind of a neat networking day, because you get to meet people from somebody who works at the Forest Service and somebody who, you know, is working at a little nonprofit or owns a business or different things like that. So it's a great chance to meet new people.
So you mentioned this before, but I want to make sure I get it right, because sometimes it takes more than once for me to get it. So you'll meet in the morning.
Yes.
And your goal is to pick two goals. Is that right?
Yes.
Or to brainstorm a number of goals. Well, tell me a little bit about the morning. Let's start with that.
Well, we'll start off, we do an opening session where we do some context. And part of that context is thanking the last year's goals. And the last year we had being a walk-friendly community. That was one of the goals, work on walking. Another goal was to do this downtown revitalization project. And the third goal was to create a community food assessment. And so we want to thank them, and we have a slideshow, and it shows the progress. So, for example, we have some before-after pictures with downtown. For the food group, we have some of the things that they have done. And for the walk group, they have a big announcement to make tomorrow. So we'll start with some of that, some of the appreciation. But it helps to show people what it is that we're doing. And the neat thing about now in our seventh year is we're starting to learn what works and what works in Sitka and learn from the other groups. So that's kind of neat. So we'll thank people. We'll give a good context. And then we go into creativity and brainstorming. And we do mind mapping, which is an activity where you just organize your thoughts very creatively. And then we do some things with partners and small groups. But it's basically hundreds of ideas. From the hundreds, you bring them down to one idea per customer, and that goes on the big board that everybody sees. We combine those, and then we end up with probably maybe 30, 40 ideas. Then we give people a chance to talk about that idea for a minute. We have a timekeeper, and they have flags, but you get a chance to get up and say, this is my idea. This is going to help Sitka to be healthy. This is the essence of it in a minute. Then we just think and deliberate and evaluate, and then we vote. Everybody gets the same number of votes. So we have student leaders from Mount Edgecombe and Sitka High. They have the same number of votes as their principals that are coming from Pacific and Mount Edgecombe High.
Nice.
So everybody gets the same. But then by the time lunch happens, we have a catered lunch, a healthy fish chowder from Sitka Spruce Catering. So we're eating lunch. We have a couple people that are tallying the numbers, and they bring it into the conference room, and then We come back to great fanfare and applause and drum rolls and say these are the two official Health Summit goals.
I love the idea of making this selection happen before lunch, because of course you know that's a great deadline to have that.
Right.
Incentive. To have it done. So someone's off tallying these results
right.
of the 40. It's just amazing to me that you would have hundreds of ideas from these 60 plus people.
Oh, hundreds. Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So go on. So now the votes are tabulated, and there's drum rolls and
right.
you know, great anticipation, and there's an announcement.
And there's two ideas, and many people will cheer, and they're excited. And then we give them a little bit of what that means. They're an official goal, so what do they get? First thing they get is $1,500. That is how much faith we have in the planners that are coming that are in and out of public health. But we think that the group is so smart that whatever they come up with, you're getting funded. So you get $1,500 startup funds. They get an afternoon of facilitated action planning with a pro like Mary Therese Thompson. We're going to facilitate their kickoff meeting. We'll record both of those. But the main thing we give them is a letter of support that says, at an open public meeting, a big diverse group of SICKINs came together. They brainstormed hundreds of ideas, carefully evaluated it. They chose two, and this was one of the ideas. Hmm. And this is what that means. And so really, the planning day is about the power of goals. I mean, I mentioned the Choose Respect mural. We gave them $250. Well, that mural cost $60,000. So they had to fundraise, plan, find a place, find artists, find hundreds of people to come and paint. And they did that, and it was hung a year to the day it became a Health Summit goal. So we kiddingly say Friday is about the super colossal power of community-driven goals. But it really is. It is amazing. These goals are like magnets. So I don't know what two things are going to be chosen. But I know it's going to be two things that are inspiring and that are going to draw the things they need to make them happen.
And they'll be, based on past experience, they will be two things that you are confident, the community's confident, can be reached within a pretty short period of time.
Yeah, the goal is you make as much progress as you can because you come back and report next year. So there's some things like revitalizing downtown is an ongoing thing, and they had some great progress and there's some successes, but there's still things coming. And so they sort of got it on the radar and got the ball rolling, but it's still going to keep going. So other things you can achieve in a year. Get in the farmer's market. They achieved that 91 days after it became a goal. 91 days.
Fantastic. What's your favorite goal? What was your favorite goal in the last 7 years?
It was really neat to hear when we became the first bicycle-friendly community in Alaska after so much work went into that. Not the application, but to make the improvements. And it was really cool seeing that first farmer's market.
Well, congratulations. And I really look forward to hearing what the goals are and watching the progress over the next year or so. We've been speaking with Doug Osborne. He's the facilitator for tomorrow's Health Summit Planning Day. It's taking place at the Sheldon Jackson campus starting at 8:30. If you do want to participate, Doug, again, they can call you. What's your number?
It's 966-8734. Call quick.
Couple slots left, and that's it. Thank you so much for coming in. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Thanks, Peter.